In the epistle this morning, the subdeacon sang those lines from the Book of Wisdom with which we are now familiar. Blessed is the man that watcheth daily at my gates. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Your Excellency, Bishop Da Silva, Reverend Father Lectoranda, dear seminarians, dear faithful, and especially the members of the Rosary Confraternity. For you, we offer the Mass today, traditionally each year, as well as for our deceased members. We're a scruffy bunch, we traditional Catholics, stubborn. We've resisted the religious revolution for lo 60 years now. And maybe, at least in part, the social revolution it spawned. Pope or no pope, we said no, almost by a Catholic instinct. The local Novus Ordo, Cincinnati, is leading the pack now in pioneering a plan to manage its own demise in an organized fashion, closing down the churches. They're calling it beacons of light. They might better call it, somebody please turn off the lights when the last one leaves. They lost 22% of their congregations in just 9 years recently. And that's not counting how many left last year when they had the churches closed for several months. And they're not coming back either. We never closed. Oh, we lost some, but we gained others. But that's always been our way at St. Gertrude. Of late, we've actually enjoyed a modest growth, mostly young people and young families, but some older folk as well, perhaps checking us out as Latin masses are being closed down. And you are all of you welcome. Curiously enough, our increase has been approximately 22%, the same number as their decrease. We seem, on one level, to be riding out fairly well the COVID communist storm. But why then do you keep hearing about it from the pulpit, if not every Sunday, at least frequently? Why, because you do hear about it one way and another, not just on the odd Sunday, a reference in the sermon, but every day and in every way it's going to come up now, from family, from friends, at work or no work, at the doctor's office, in hospitals, schools, on the radio, TV, social media. The cumulative effect of all of this fear and worry and talk is to break you down, to make you take the jab and believe the lie. This has a name. It is called psychic driving. Remember that. It was pioneered by a Canadian doctor, Dr. Cameron, in the 50s and the 60s, and paid for by the CIA as a way of developing a medical torture for prisoners. One repeated audio message was played over and over and over again on a looped tape. It invariably produced a response, often very intense, and they would know just how far they had to go to break you. Repetition. That's the problem. It is also our possibility. What a task to to offset all of this propaganda all day, all week long. The best way to do it, of course, would be if you could find the off button on the old tape machine and press it. What's the answer? The answer is repetition. Today, we honor the Blessed Virgin's favored way of prayer, of meditating the Gospels, whilst repeating our simple scriptural prayers, Our Father, Hail Mary, Hail Mary. Some dismiss this as vain repetition. Well, it is repetitive, but it is not vain. Each repetition drives the point home for you, for your prayer. A young lady in Naples, in Italy, in 1884, was terribly sick, cramps and continual pain. The physicians had given up. She did not. She made a novena of rosaries, in honor of Our Lady of Pompeii, the local devotion, so strong at the end of the 19th century. She didn't get healed right away, so she made another novena of rosaries. And Our Lady appeared to her, just as you see her in that shrine, with St. Dominic and St. Catherine of Siena. Her simple prayer to Our Lady of the Rosary was for healing. And Our Lady announced to her how pleased she is to be addressed under that title of the Rosary, and that she should go ahead and make three novenas of petition and three immediately of thanksgiving, come what may, and thou shalt obtain all. This story was conveyed to the Holy Father, Leo XIII. We sang about him on the hymn taking us into Mass this morning. He was so impressed by this miracle and so devoted to the Rosary that he composed 12 encyclicals, formal papal letters, on the topic of the Most Holy Rosary. Just this summer, a local Cincinnati father began a rosary novena for his daughter. She was a St. Gertrude girl as a child. She went to our school. I remember one rainy Thanksgiving Eve going over to their home to enthrone the Sacred Heart. This would be in the 1980s. But she grew up, as they do, and she grew away from the traditional Catholic faith. Alas, as they will. She was intelligent, highly educated. She had reached at least the lower echelons of the New World Order, Harvard and Columbia universities, United Nations. Oh, she was very well connected, but I have the impression that she was never content with her life. She planned a summer trip to her beloved Europe, and as part of the planning, of course, no question, she got the jab and then its booster. In June, her dad started a novena, a rosary novena, of petition for her temporal life and eternal welfare. That's how he phrased it. 10 days after he finished the third novena and started the Thanksgiving novenas, his daughter fell ill in Europe and was diagnosed with brain cancer. She returned to the United States, her health deteriorating. The father prayed on, still saying prayers of thanksgiving. That must have been hard. But on August the 1st, she asked to see a traditional Catholic priest and to receive the sacraments, and so she did. The novena ended on the 10th of August, and 4 days later, she died, a good death, wearing her scapular. The father says that all of that happened as an answer to his prayer. For a parent to say that about a child demonstrates the strongest faith. Now, many of us have the same situation in our families, but today I want to ask you to make with me this 54-day Rosary Novena for the families of nations torn apart by the wound of sin. That's the phrase of Pope Pius XI in the Mass of Christ the King, to pray in this crusade for our country and for all the world to be spared the COVID communist takeover, which has proceeded so far seamlessly, smoothly, surely reaching its goals. It would take a miracle, but we're in the business of miracles. We start Tuesday. What do you have to do to make the novena? Well, it's very simple. You just say the rosary every day with the intention of this petition against the revolution. You start Tuesday not with the sorrowful, but you start with the joyful. And the next day you say the sorrowful. And then the next day after that you say the glorious. And then you loop it over again and follow 3 days in a row, 3 days in a row, 3 days in a row, until the first novena is concluded, and then the second novena, and then the third. To help you out, we've put a little chart with the dates and what mystery it is, to be, what mysteries are to be said that particular day. That's in the back of the bulletin. Cut that out, if you would, and just keep it with you. Save it until you have it, till you have it down. After the third novena, then, of course, you start the Thanksgiving prayers, three more. Regardless of what happens in the world or in our country, your prayer is being heard. Remember, have confidence. Thank God ahead of time. Together, we could defeat communism, or rather, Our Lady will. She will send Satan away if we pray. We end our 54-day Rosary Novena on November the 27th, the Feast of the Miraculous Medal. These 2 months, October and November, remember to claim your blessing for watching daily at Mary's gates, rosary in hand. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.